Today, we'll continue our series on the Bay Area's poorest neighborhoods. We'll go to West Oakland. It's a place in transition. More people are moving in, and developers have it in their sights as the next up-and-coming place to live. But the neighborhood's air quality is some of the Bay Area's worst. A recent report by UC Berkeley's Institute of Transportation Studies found that new laws for trucks had dramatically reduced emissions, but there's still a long way to go. KALW's Julia Lundberg visited the neighborhood to hear what residents want for their future.
Margaret Gibson has lived on 10th Street in West Oakland for 52 years.
All my life. You know, it's a little tough sometimes, but I love it. It's home. Home sweet home right here.
Is this the house you were born and raised?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all my life.
Standing outside her small gray house, you can see a pine tree shaped like a giant mushroom and wires over your head. And in the background, you can hear the constant sound of the freeway. The freeway is the 980, built over the neighborhood in 1985. The 580 and the 80 also cut right through. Then there are the trucks, going in and out of the fifth busiest container port in the country. And from all those machines, tons of exhaust. Some of which settles directly over Gibson's house.
Oh, I remember. I even had a few asthma attacks back then when they were doing that freeway. You know, all my boys, you know, stay sick, you know. And my mother really got, she was the one got the sickest, you know. And she fought a long time with it, you know, before she passed. But, you know, it's sad, but it's what it is when you've been there all your life.
Gibson says the air quality is just part of what it means to live in West Oakland.
Well, what else can you do, you know? You can't up and just move. When you bought a house and invested in it, you know, you've been here all your life, so that's how, you know, you deal with things, you know. I deal with it. But I love home.
Gibson says there's a lot to love about the area. Walking the street is like walking in a painter's palette. The houses are a mix of creamy white, orange, mint green, and deep blue. Many are old and well-kept, others less so. And many houses are newly renovated or built. In total, 25,000 people call West Oakland home. One of them is Al Martin. He's leaning over his fence on Henry Street, a couple blocks south. He's been living here for...
over 20 years.
In his view, pollution's not that big of a problem.
If the pollution was bad, you wouldn't see a lot of trees and, you know, I mean, but basically I think it's pretty good down here.
Martin's view is very different from Gibson's, even though they live just blocks from each other. And that's the case with many of the people I meet. They're either convinced that pollution is everywhere, or sure the air is clean.
It continues to be impacted by industry pretty heavily, but we have made a lot of progress.
This is Brian Beveridge.
And I'm the co-director of the West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project.
Beveridge's office is located on the second floor on 14th and Wood Street, just a few blocks from where Martin and Gibson live. The organization works with local EPA officials on some of the West Oakland projects. Beveridge shows me an aerial photograph of the area.
We identify the area within the three freeways as our primary area of service, so that's between the...
Beveridge says a fifth of the children under the age of five in West Oakland have asthma. He says it's easy to see why. At his house, just a few blocks away, black dirt collects on the windowsills.
Municipalities have, throughout the 20th century, made very clear decisions to place high-polluting industries like waste incinerators and bus depots and things like that in poor neighborhoods. And they usually do it on that idea of, oh, we're going to bring jobs to this neighborhood. So it's like it may be you're going to breathe toxics. You and your children will breathe toxics for the next 30 years, but hey, you'll get a job.
These days, the demographics of West Oakland are changing, and so are the available jobs. According to the city, those jobs will be in construction, biotech, and urban manufacturing. In short, there's not only particulate matter in the air of West Oakland. There's also, as Beveridge puts it, a lot of economic interest.
Well, I think West Oakland's time is here.
Jeffrey Chu is planning the future of West Oakland from his downtown office a few miles away. He's the project manager for West Oakland Redevelopment.
You know, it's starting to be discovered, but it needs care and it needs direction.
West Oakland is what the city calls a priority development area. Chu says health is a concern for the city and is being addressed.
The issue of health and safety has come up at every meeting, and it will be addressed in the plan through land use planning principles.
Plans to redevelop West Oakland looked like they might stall earlier this year when Governor Jerry Brown defunded all the state's redevelopment agencies. But Chu says West Oakland's redevelopment will continue and be funded by grants and private investors. The plans include finding new uses for vacant buildings, moving recycling operations to the Army base, and increasing commerce around the BART station, all by the summer of 2013.
So we think that by building transit-oriented development, by looking at new land uses, by attracting clean industries, we can reduce the footprint, if you will, for pollution by 40 or 50%. There's no reason why we can't do that.
Back in West Oakland, Brian Beveridge says he's not sure health is enough of a priority.
When you go to a redevelopment meeting, you would be hard-pressed to find people from public health who had been invited there. They may show up, but they're not on the dais and they're not up in the front of the room, and they haven't been invited to come and talk about the impact of a project or an area plan. Health is still too much of an afterthought.
In West Oakland, it's a beautiful day, warm and sunny. But the blue sky is deceptive. The air is not clean. The residents here may not see the pollution when they look out of their windows, but the evidence is there on their windowsills. Built up black particulates, evidence of a neighborhood that doubles as an industrial center. In West Oakland, I'm Julia Lundberg for Cross Currents.